Josh Hogan. For the average person going out on a trail, there's not really a lot you need if you're doing a day hike. You want to make sure that you take a water bladder with you. You want to make sure that you bring an extra pair of laces. Now, that's something that not a lot of people think of, but there's nothing worse than coming down off a mountain, your laces break, and now you're hiking in socks. Besides that, you want to make sure to bring a first aid kit, toilet paper, and maybe some sort of let me re-record all that. Okay. Let me know when you're ready. No, it's okay. Okay, so one of the most important things when you're going off hiking for a day hike is to make sure you bring your first aid kit. That's got to include some sort of bandages, some antiseptic, tweezers, definitely, because you're going to be climbing over rocks and logs. You're going to want something to pull out those splinters if you do get them. Extra boot laces are incredibly important. Not a lot of people think of that. That's in case, your lace breaks as you're hiking, and now you're hiking your socks on the way down, which is never fun. And also an extra pair of socks. The weather can change incredibly quickly when you're up a hill, and there's nothing worse than hiking down in wet socks. Toilet paper is a given. Absolutely a water bladder and a small day pack. And in that day pack, you want some snacks and also a lighter just in case. And it doesn't hurt to bring an emergency poncho just in case it does start to rain. And also, as far as wildlife goes, I'd highly recommend bear spray versus a bear horn. A bear spray is definitely a lot more effective. It's not a foolproof system, but bears have gotten used to bear horns, and it's not as useful of a solution as scaring off wildlife. Right. A lot of the gear that you need on a day hike is for your own safety. And I would recommend the items that I had. Let's try that again. Well, safety is definitely the number one priority. I definitely recommend a day pack, and you can pick those up for anywhere between $20 and $60. Throw in there a first aid kit and a water bladder at the bare minimum, even if you're just going for a 2 hour hike. You can never be too certain what you're going to encounter on a trail, and having a first aid kit is one of the most important things, whether you're getting a small scrape or it's something a little bit more major. So bare essentials, that's what you should need. Also, shoes are very important, and I would recommend hikers with some sort of ankle support, especially if you're on terrain that you're not familiar with. One of the most important things when you're doing a multi-day hike is weight. And it's easy to go out, buy all the gear that you think you're going to need, and then wind up with a backpack that's half your body weight or more. The general rule is you don't want a pack that weighs more than a third your body weight. And this is for personal injury as you go, fatigue, pressure on your body. It can be incredibly dangerous to carry more than that. And when I did West Coast Trail, I went incredibly slim when I was traveling. I had my multi-day pack on, which I filled with the first aid kit, some very basic nutritional replacements, bear spray, extra laces, toilet paper, water purification system, very important. And you want one that's not porcelain based or anything that has a filter on it. Those can often get clogged, and you don't want to be in the middle of your hike, realize your filter's no longer working. So I definitely recommend bringing something like a UV filter, which is light based. Something you can charge off a solar mat as well. A lot of these will charge off of USB these days. And bring a thermal blanket, something to stay warm and also dry. Carrying an extra pair of clothing that's wicking, which means it draws water away from the body, and also that's quick dry, super important because you're going to get hot and sweaty and you may get soaked, whether it had just rained or it's going to rain. the water will brush up on the trees onto you and you'll be soaked and they won't have rained the entire day. So, also make sure you bring a map. I mean, that's more or less a given, but a paper copy of the map, not just the digital version. I've been hiking numerous times with my GPS maps and have used that as my guide along the trail. But in the end, if your phone dies, what good is that phone? You don't have your map anymore. You don't have your compass. So even with your battery backups, maybe your charging cable will go and then you won't have the extra battery power that you need. So definitely a paper copy of the map at all times. And of course, sorry. And of course, the essentials like warm gloves, fire starters, and a dry bag is also really important. And not just to keep your clothes dry or whatever essentials you have in your pack dry, but also for putting your food up in a tree to keep wildlife away from you and away from your food when you're sleeping at night. Right. Water purification is incredibly important on a multi-day hike because you'll never know when your water filter will crap out. Actually, I'm not going to say crap out on audio. No. Okay, hold on. Let's try that again. Okay, so I was going to start over. Having a proper water purification system that's reliable is very important. Often, a lot of the porcelain filters can get clogged over time, and you'll wind up on a hike where the system doesn't purify water anymore and you're forced to drink out of streams, which is very dangerous as you might wind up getting Giardia or some other parasite, which can cause diarrhea and a number of other ailments and will reduce your ability to retain water, which is incredibly important when you're exercising for upwards of 8 to 12 hours a day. A UV filter is probably the best solution and can be charged off a USB solar mat. One of the best things to do is hiking weights. When you go into a store like Mech, you can go out, take your regular backpack, throw them in your pack, and hike around a trail network that you already know. A trail network like Myra Bellevue in Kelowna is perfect for this. You can go out, create a hike that's spiraling all over the place for the same duration that you would be on a multi-day hike in a linear fashion. And that will give you the idea of what the pack will feel like with the amount of content that you'll have in it. No, I mean, just gear is probably the most important. I just hope I covered everything here and didn't forget one obvious thing here. Right. If you're just getting into hiking and you have a different social circle that's not into the same sporting events that you are, I would highly recommend seeking advice from online forums, which is where I got started. Also, just going into a store that sells any of this merchandise and chatting with the staff. The folks at Mac and True Outdoors and other stores in town are incredibly friendly and very knowledgeable. Awesome. Okay. When you play it back and listen to it, if I sound ridiculous, let me know. I don't mind recording it here and sending it back to you if I'm stumbling too much. Wednesday morning. Okay. Okay. CBC Radio 1. Okay, sorry, what, 8:30 you said? 7:38. Okay, perfect. Right. Okay, sounds good. Is there a way for you to play that back to me at all, just so I can hear what I said, to make sure I covered the important stuff?